The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And welcome back to Power Hour Radio. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we're back. Hopefully we're going to be able to connect with our guest, Timothy Watson. I didn't realize we have so few lines to play with, but we have Phil on hold from Florida, and he's been making some amazing points. We want to run with the ball a little further on that. So if you're with us still, Phil, please continue.
Well, thanks for letting me ramble, George. I often feel like I got to spit it all out before the host starts doing their thing, and appreciate your patience. I believe, you know, watching the RNC convention after this, attempted assassination, and it was almost like WWE, just as the whole scene on the stage, once Trump reached for his ear, and everything that followed after that, and almost, predictable that of course, of course they found a plot by Iran to assassinate Trump. You know, that had to come out. And now, anytime there's something like this, instead of getting to the bottom of it, they pretend they're getting to the bottom of it, just like 9/11, and then they call on more money and more power for the security state and more of our liberties taken, you know, and here we go again. And that's going to be one of the benefits of him surviving the attempt, and the war with Iran. Netanyahu's been calling for that for 30 years, and we haven't had a good war in a while, so, you know, the MIC is, you know, a little angry about that, and Israel just wants its Greater Israel project, and we got nukes to get rid of. I mean, you know, here we go, and Netanyahu's coming, anti-Semitism, you criticize Israel, you go to jail in the U.S., you criticize Israel and you're a member of a Congress, you know, you get massied, just like, look into 9/11, after 9/11, you get well-stoned. It just all looks familiar, and the chatter for war with Iran sounds so much like the lead-up to Iraq. It's almost like they're reading off the same script. And again, I really believe, George, or at least I'd like to suggest folks not look over there, being everything that's being talked about with this attempted assassination, and go back to the stage from the moment that Trump reached up to grab his ear, you know, and just look at everything that had look. I mean, it looks like out of a B movie. I mean, you know, those Secret Service agents, where the hell they get them? Who are they? You know, where's the bullet? Where's the bullet that nicked his ear? You know, they got the ones that landed in other people's bodies and this, that, and the other thing. Well, where's the one that nicked his ear? What gun did that come out of? You know, that's basic police work. And these are questions that aren't being asked, and I really think we're being played again. I will forward this 15-minute video of Fletcher Prouty being interviewed. You know, Ken McCarthy, who's been a guest on the Power Hour again, and, you know, hopefully you guys can line him up. And Massimo Mazzucco is another one, you know, the build up to the war on Iraq and all the BS that went with that. I'm sure he's got a good take on it. We're being played again, George, and all this, you know, two shooters, slopey roof, you know, who knew what, when, and, you know, the patsy. I really believe it's sleight of hand. You know, if you're running off tackle, right, and you're getting 7 yards a pop, you're running off tackle, you get the ball to the same running back and you run that play until it doesn't work anymore. And it's been working, man. It's been working and this whole play. And I'm babbling on, man, and I better shut up and you know, get your analysis and let other callers get in.
Okay, God bless you. I was making notes, so it was very, very opportune. Thank you very much for calling. And then we have Brady up next, and you can try to connect with Tim. I think he's alive.
Oh, how are you doing this morning?
Hello there. Welcome aboard.
Can you hear me, sir? Yeah, thank
yes,
you.
Indeed.
I was just listening to your previous guest there, and he hit on about 100 different things, but coming back to the coup assassination attempt on Donald Trump, some of it's staged, yeah, but you had a whole group of people on the other side, the left and the satanic left that we've been fighting for thousands of years, and same groups of people are the ones that orchestrated the attack on a Donald Trump. Just to this day, they never let you know, well, did the shooter have a scope on his gun? What caliber was it? That would kind of help out. You know, most of the time you know within 5 seconds because all you do is a police officer is you pick the gun up and you look on the side of the barrel and it says it's a .223 or a .556. Why are they not releasing all this information? When it comes to NASA and you're talking about the space program, well, they've been lying to us for how many years now? Almost 70 years since NASA was formed. NASA in Hebrew means to deceive. And they sure deceive us. You walk into a classroom when you're 5 or 6 years old, the first thing they show you is a round earth, and they spin it. And all the children go, woo! The earth is round and spinning. And 90% of the people today, they still think the earth is round and spinning. So that's what we're up against. You talk about AI programming and mental programming, well, your CIA is number one at that. What do you think made that kid go on the roof? Do you think he just all of a sudden one day said, I'm going to go up there and take a shot at Donald Trump? Or do you think he had some mental programming going on, like all the other shooters in the last 20 years?
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And, you know, patsies are recruited. It's very easy to get them. I've done that with the 7/7 bombing in London and how that panned out, that, you know, they actually put an ad out a year before it happened looking for young Pakistani Muslims to work with the British security forces. And then I delved into the background of the bombers, and one of them, you know, I would just call him like a Mr. Bond or something. He met a British cabinet minister in his office, and the guy took him home for dinner. Oh, wait a minute. Thought you're a terrorist. You know, so they were working at a very, very high level, but they're expendable. So they probably got a summer job where they're testing the security of the subway system, and that's what they think. And that gives them the toys to handle, the means and opportunity to access the target area, and then they get in there, and when they're done with, they blow them up. And that was one that I couldn't even imagine because there was a van beside the blown-up bus. And nobody, the picture went around the world, and you know, hundreds of millions, if not more, saw it. I was stupid enough to look up the name of the company on that van on the Internet. Kingstar, demolition experts to Her Majesty the Queen's government. You know, oh, what do you know? A demolition truck's beside a bus that's blown up. Where's Gomer Pyle? Shazam! You know, how could that ever happen?
You say Queen Elizabeth, right? You look
yes,
back
indeed.
To all the stuff that's happened over the years. It's Queen Elizabeth, the Rothschilds, that whole reptilian dynasty. We're suffering from the seed war that goes all the way back to the times of 13 tribes of Jesus. So we are in a spiritual war. You know all about the Nephilim and what we're up against, the Rothschilds, and how they modify everything and they make it look like they're the ones that you should be pitting them toward them type of people. You're supposed to feel sorry for them people that are controlling the world, and they're actually killing us. But they go out there in the media and they say, oh, you got to feel pity for this group of people. I won't say who they are. I'm sure you know who they are. But that's the ones that are killing everybody, and the God gene is getting destroyed because of their death jab. That was in the death jab, to destroy God's gene and then control you with AI, make you sterile, so nobody and the human condition cannot go on. You'll be extinct. And that's their game plan. The doctors going along with it. They're all going along with it. But game's up, folks. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Good points. And we always see here what Joyce Riley always said all through the years. But one, we will not stop. That's classic. But two is, we have the best audience in the world. And they're all at the PhD level because they listen to Power Hour, and they understand the great broad dynamics of what the hell's going on in the world. And that's something to be proud of, is when we said at the beginning of the show, you know, about give me some loving, well, we have to love our fellow patriots, thinkers, and great reasoners, and talking about vaccines is a great little intro to a place we want to go as well. We have a report from a friend in Switzerland that wants to remain anonymous, but he gets into great details on the history of vaccines, and Tim's a real good specialist and all that sort of thing. He's quite the entrepreneur and devil-may-care researcher and academic, and it's glad to have him on board to enlighten us into some of the darker machinations of this evil system we're in. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, George.
Hello there.
Hi. Yeah, I had a little trouble getting into the studio, but I'm here.
Yes, indeed. I didn't realize we had few lines and we had two callers, and they were all full, and I'm going, oh. But they were on a roll, so we wanted to keep rolling.
Excellent. So, yeah, did some reading last night. We had some good articles from a friend named Patrick, and I went over three of them last night, so I did my best to memorize as much of the fodder as possible to share it with you and your audience.
Indeed. Well, that's a whole vaccine strategy. You know, it was an opening when we went through the pandemic lies to understand this has been a long, protracted battle all through history to kill us. And make no mistake about it. And it disturbed me that a lot of the medical people I talked to were like cultified. They just say, well, it's not like I don't believe in vaccines. It's just this one's no good. And that made me a little bit disappointed that they wouldn't challenge this. But our friend Patrick went into great detail looking back at the history of this from England's records, which when I think went back to 1838, and American records from 1900 to show that what they did had absolutely nothing to do with vaccines, and what was harmful had everything to do with vaccines. And there were even fights and riots. We had one in Montreal in the 1850s, in I forget what British city now it was, but it was in the 1870s or 80s. They were all forced to take something, and it was killing them. They rioted in the streets and threw the government out bodily. And, you know, those little anecdotes are left out of history. So if you can carry on with some of his research there.
Okay, well, Dr. Jenner was challenged by a lot of the physicians of his day on the vaccine protocol. And the governments and the mainstream media seem not to have picked up on that very much. The diseases that we see children being inoculated against, I think that they have to have a vaccine schedule of some seven vaccinations before they're allowed to go to school, and this includes whooping cough, measles, mumps, rubella, and so forth. The diseases that I've named were in decline and had declined, statistics show, by 98% to 99% before Jenner's vaccines were rolled out to fight measles. So, in other words, vaccination had not proved to be the effective antidote to these diseases at all, even though that was the claim. The diseases had already gone into decline as pathogenic entities before the vaccination rollout. Now, as far as smallpox is concerned, there's been the argument that it was through a half a century of successful vaccination that smallpox was eliminated as a disease threat. Not so. It came out in the Guardian newspaper back in the time of the beginnings of the HIV/AIDS pandemic that the WHO had launched an experimental smallpox vaccination program in sub-Saharan Africa, and that 90 million vials of the smallpox vaccine had been tainted with HIV/AIDS. Now, the whole so-called experimental smallpox vaccination campaign was unnecessary because, as WHO itself had announced, smallpox had been virtually eliminated as a disease threat internationally. So why Africa, and particularly sub-Saharan Africa, for an experimental vaccination program that is totally unnecessary? As for Jonas Salk, who was the one who introduced the polio vaccine, he was a eugenicist. He actually worked for the American Eugenics Society, which changed its name to Family Planning, which is a bit of a misnomer. They're planning your family for you to decide how many of you are going to live, basically. The vaccines are supposed to protect us against transmissible diseases, but they do not do so at all. And in fact, as many researchers have found, they're actually toxins. They're toxic. They're poisons. And many of our diseases are actually caused by the vaccines, which, far from protecting human health, have been instrumental in harming human health. So the polio vaccine that Salk introduced had an array of problems associated with it, but our governments turned a blind eye to that fact. Canadian and American governments, and as it turns out, it was rolled out in New Zealand and Australia as well. And it was a harmful vaccine. It did not stop polio. Polio got renamed by a number of other syndrome names, Guillain-Barré syndrome, for example, and so far from eliminating polio, it actually caused diseases which were merely masked for concealing the fact that people had acquired the symptoms associated with polio. Now, there were spraying campaigns on produce during the season of the summer and leading up to the harvest to protect the crop against pests. And they were sprayed with a chemical that contained arsenic. And another pesticide of choice was DDT. The result of using these chemicals is that it resulted in people becoming paralyzed, thus the symptoms associated with polio. The disease got named polio. It was considered to be a dangerous transmissible disease, a pathogen, when in fact it seems to have been chemically induced.
Well, by and large, I remember having a big wake-up call reading about a doctor in the South Pacific.
In the recent time, she has done extensive research on the effects of vaccination on children, and she concludes that vaccines are part of a broad scheme for insurance companies and certain chemical companies to escape liability and for the insurance companies to escape payouts based on cases of a civil nature related to chemical poisoning. So to eliminate the problem of liability, toxic vaccines were manufactured so as to not protect the human population against diseases, the disease pathogens, but to actually make people sick and cause an array of symptoms that would result in increasingly compromised health until people would eventually pass away from these illnesses. But instead of the cause of illness being recognized as chemical poisoning in our food and water supply, it was due to the vaccine itself that many people experienced increasingly compromised health and ultimately death. And yet the vaccine manufacturers were exonerated from any liability by our government, who gave them complete immunity in the courts. The vaccine companies were vaccinated against any liability, essentially. So the culprits in general, chemical manufacturers poisoning us with their chemical concoctions, is covered up, in a way, by the fact that people are dying from causes that are other than the true cause, and the vaccines are cover for what's really happening on a mass scale. Chemical poisoning is happening at all kinds of different levels from all kinds of different directions, but the vaccine poison is effectively killing many people and hiding the cause of the illnesses that they had previously come down with, and their lives being shortened by the vaccine. The research into the origin of all the array of diseases they suffered from is never addressed. Now, Catherine Austin Fitch says, okay, this is a conspiracy. The insurance companies and the chemical manufacturers and the pharmaceutical companies and the manufacturer of the vaccine. And she says conspiracy is not a theory. It's the organizing principle of our society.
Yes, that's quite true. And it's something that, you know, we really have to deal with, is the fact that, you know, conspiracy just means conspire, means to breathe in secret. And these individuals breathe in secret because they're plotting. You know, I'd always used to joke, you can't put two of them together without them getting together to take over the world or develop something, you know, to turn us upside down. It just goes without saying. It's like a dog isn't going to smell something when it's on a walk. It's just take it as a given, that's going to happen. And this has been happening for a long time. People are very naive. It's a terrible shame, but they don't have inquiring minds. But someone sent me a post of a man who analyzed water from the Oregon coast, and it gets into all the poisons that are in rainwater going into your gardens and all that other stuff. So we'll be back on the other side of the break with Timothy and take more of your calls as necessary. I'm George Froy. This is Power Hour. Hold on.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let me know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Speaking to you from Canada. Looks like we had terrible connections with Timothy Watson for some strange reason. Seemed to be that he was on speaker, perhaps, and that really messed things up for us. And somehow we lost the call. So, you know, we're back in the saddle with the rest of you, and feel free to call in at 844-769-2944 to add to the equation. But this vaccine issue is, you know, a giant Pandora's box of evil, really. And I don't know, you just call it like a sixth sense or something. I remember as a small child when I was going for one, everything was kind of fine. You know, we're in the doctor's office. He's in his civilian clothes and everything's cool. And then in those early 60s, they put on almost like surgical garb. They even had like a light on their head and such like that. And he comes out with that stuff and the needle, and, you know, I'm just freaking out, and you just want to fight it because deep down inside your gut reaction is, you're being waylaid. into something that's deeper and darker that you can't even begin to understand. But as you grow older, and especially if you're getting some religious faith behind this, the big thing that they want to teach us is God made a mistake, didn't know what he was doing, just totally messed up. Everything about you is wrong, and that somehow there's some power, some force, some ability that's going to come along and is going to straighten it all out. So we're going to correct your immune system and everything about your brain, your psyche, your very being is going to be changed, altered, and converted into something else, specifically, you know, getting into your DNA strands, and now the big popular one is your gender. Well, you can't be what in Genesis said you were to be. It's got to be something else, and we can do surgery to make you fit. And that's just unbelievable that we have such nerve and audacity to do that, but we do, and or at least they do, and people fall for it because of this power of the narrative, that they can be convinced and cajoled to turn everything upside down. And this is most unfortunate, because we really need to stay back to the basics. So I remember reading a book ages ago about the Marines in the South Pacific, and there was a statement there by a doctor treating people, and he said, the only thing that causes a disease is the lack of vitamins and minerals. So your body isn't getting the good gas, and you're paying the price for it. So when I looked at this water test from the Oregon coast, it's just unbelievable what was in there. So a guy just takes a quarter pint of water between the hours of 3 and 5 in the morning for 4 days, where they're doing heavy chemtrail spraying. And inside the water, they find aluminum, 3,090 parts per million, lithium, 507 parts per million, barium, 67.8 parts per million, zinc, 58.9 parts per million, copper, 55.1 parts per million, cadmium, 54.1 parts per million, lead, 52.9 parts per million, silver, 28.3 parts per million, sulfate, 22 parts per million, silica, 8.67 parts per million, and mercury, 1.06 parts per million. And all of these should be zero, or extremely close to zero. And this is what we are ingesting all over, in our showers, in our food, in our drinking water, perhaps, in our gardens. So we have a caller from Michigan now, so let's fill in the blanks and carry on our discussion.
I wonder if transhumanism is probably the biggest part of what's going on around us. In the AI principle in the whole thing, I think will be going to who can first. AI will rule us, and just like in the biblical old times, the people wanted a physical king. And God was upset with the nation of Israel because he just took them out of captivity. You know the history. But they wanted a physical king, just like we will want a physical king, and they will put AI in a human or a transhuman to be our leader. And that's, I think, is what the system is coming to.
Oh, indeed, you're quite correct. I was inspired to read some portions of Scripture on Bible Gateway in the Orthodox Hebrew version, where it's got anglicized words that I can understand and a few I had to do research on. And everything about what we've gone through in the last years is explained there very, very clearly, that the new body is AI. There's a new body, a new way, and that we are being put into what was called the inner kingdom of Hashem. I had to interpret what that meant, but I would just say it's the matrix, the hard drive, that we're being put into a computer or a computer existence, that a lot of the words, when you saw what they really meant, reading at the higher levels of what language is, one was Egypt. It wasn't Egypt like the country or even a pyramid. It was Mitzrayim, and that meant the narrow space between the two heavens. So when we were removed from bondage, we were probably taken out of the matrix and brought back here. And it's just no one could even begin to understand what that implied, what that meant. A lot of the words about, you know, the lance that was used on Christ, the Romak was described.
What about the present days that was described by Christ to John? I mean, they told us that the important men, the powerful men of the world, he says, are going to deceive the world by use of pharmaceuticals. By pharmacia, they deceive the whole world. And I believe that with the AI and changing everything to do with Earth, I remember reading articles about in the future, people will be tearing down buildings to get to the soil underneath the foundations of these homes because it won't be contaminated with the chemtrails, the radiation. That'll be our future, is digging up buildings and old buildings and getting the soil underneath them that's not contaminated. They're changing the whole infrastructure of the world so we can't exist. And the only way we're going to exist is take the mark. And then we can exist.
Correct.
We can exist outside it, but it'll be very hard and we will be hunted.
That's the other factor. And the world is, DARPA went into what was called a terraforming experiment that was revealed some years ago, maybe 10 or 12, that, what do we have to terraform Earth for? We're already here in an age of plenty and a great place. There's no need to tamper with it, but it's to revitalize it for something else, silicon-based life. So that's the
Satan
other big
cannot
thing.
Exist.
Correct.
I think Satan, he can't exist in this.
No, so this isn't comfortable for that form of existence. We are carbon-based life, and you know, you can just see it with the propaganda for carbon in the air, that there's a war on carbon. Carbon is life. Carbon is the fundamental for the food chain, and we make the oxygen, plants make the
and
oxygen
you can
for
tax
us.
It. You can tax CO2 forever and ever and ever. CO2 is in everything, and they will tax everything. And this is going to be the world tax to pay for the world police. They're going to the whole nine yard. They're out to destroy the Western world, and the only two things get in the way of communism, that's capitalism and religion. They both have to be destroyed, and we're witnessing it.
Yes, we are.
I fear for our grandchildren. Dear God, save our grandchildren. I pray.
Well, I pray, too, that we save us all, and part of it is the knowledge is power, and if we get the knowledge out to a broad mass of people as opposed to the narrative, then they can't pull it off, because you're not going to step into this void of hell knowingly. Most people are just totally complacent to this and almost adhere to it like it's some sort of gospel to walk into for whatever technology saves us from, but really it's an enslavement with every step, so I refuse to participate in more advanced technologies. I like to use the oldest things that function that I can get my hands on, and I feel more at ease in an antique store than I would in any of these tech shops or anything like that to buy the latest. It spies on you more. It does more evil things to you. And the phone is the ultimate weapon that they have. God inspired me to say that years ago on Power Hour. Smash them, dash them, trash them, but don't take them close to heart. That is the key to bringing on this technological enslavement, is everything will be done through apps on your phone, so that you won't be able to do anything, buy anything, go anywhere. It'll be the not necessarily a key, but the pass in the digital prison to go from one compartment to the next compartment, but never leave the jail that they built for you. So when they came out with this COVA pass thing, you had to have a phone so that we can check to see what your biometrics are. And even these phones can even measure that now, that they can measure your heartbeat. One of the great protest doctors said that, I forget which one now, if it was Carrie Madej or another one, but that she was at a medical conference, and you know, they can read everything, just like you're in Star Trek. That's like going on in your body through apps that are concealed in your phone that you don't even know about. And that's probably like, you know, 5-7 years ago. So who even knows what the more
can do? They know the frequency of your voice. Your voice is a complete print of who you are. They can pull you out of a crowd of 1,000 people just by your frequency of your voice. Technology has gone way beyond what we could ever imagine, because they want to bring it out on the big day and surprise us all with these great miracles that they're just holding on to. And I just can't believe course, they're usually non-believers. I heard it this morning. When the aliens show up and the spaceship shows up, religion is done. It'll put an end to religion. And I look at them and I say, how can you say that? How do you? Didn't Christ come in on a spinning wheel of brass and fire and deliver something to Ezekiel? I believe he did. Or am I wrong about that?
No, Ezekiel's wheel is a real thing. Many things that we would describe as, you know, perhaps extraterrestrial to some degree are codified in the Bible and spoken of to the best of the recorder's abilities to understand and comprehend what they are. And that goes all through history, even in American history. You know, the comments of many presidents going back some ways about things they've seen or understood are very clearly
I may make one more comment and a question to you that I've even asked Stan Dale this because I think it's the most important thing. Of all things on this earth, Satan wants more than anything else in this, anything, not the gold, not the silver, he wants our souls. And that's what I get. Why our soul? What is our soul? What is it that why is it that's what he wants? What is that? Is it our control mechanism? I wish I could find better answers for what a soul actually physically is. Or maybe it's not physical.
It's not physical in our understanding. I think that is the absolute cohesion to God. So that's our soul entity is directly connected to him. We're just here in a temporal format that our souls were before, they will be after, maybe even eternal, and we're tied with God with that. So to break that connection is to remove the sinews of God from this existence that we're in. And that's his big war. He hates God and everything about him, and we can't even begin to understand the depth and breadth of it. I know Catherine probably put out a post, too, of I photographed a very strange apparition after the eclipses in 2017 and this year. And it's aqua color and off-red sort of color. The first one is just really bizarre from 2017. It looks like something drilling a hole in the sky. And I couldn't see it. It was too bright. But I took a picture, and before I deleted it, I examined it closely on a bigger screen and saw it. And it just blew me away. And through a friend of a friend, another lady captured it as well about 100 miles away. And this would have been after the eclipse was over. And, you know, so my big question always was, what was it? This is just totally unique. It looks like a plasma almost cutting a hole in the sky. And then lo and behold, after the next eclipse, it was cloudy in Toronto. You couldn't see it. I'm just working at my desk, and I just felt like a voice telling me, I'm here. And I look up, and there it is again. I went up to the roof, photographed it again. And so what are we dealing with? There's some kind of power that comes in the vicinity of the sun that is extremely tremendous. And, you know, the joys of at least a little bit of our technology is that we can photograph it and examine it and show it to other people. And one of the big be-all and end-alls, I got to find it again, but a long time ago listener to Power Hour had something like a giant disc that would be sort of like Aztec or Mayan in nature come into her backyard. So she photographed it flying in the sky, and then it came and was actually at fence level in her backyard and has a beautiful picture of it. There's things written on it, and, you know, so it just looks like a big gold coin or something like that in her yard. And I've never had anybody even begin to explain what this could possibly be. And, you know, she was a longtime connection with Power Hour. Maybe she's still out there somewhere. But that just floored me, what those images she sent me as it got closer and closer and closer for the final picture. And, you know, there are some serious things going on, but the Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood. We're fighting against this counter energy, this counter evil that exists, and it's a fight to the finish. And the biggest part is never surrendering our dignity, our souls, our rights to choose. If everyone in America, except one, wants to do something, and we can use the injection as one, and one refuses, well, that one refusal has to be respected if we even pretend to think that we're living in any kind of free society and that we have a choice. And one of the most disturbing things is that you hear all this time about democracy. Well, you know, America isn't a democracy. It's a republic. That's America 101. So everyone who says that doesn't know what they're talking about, and they want to lead the country. We got another caller, Todd.
Eric in Missouri.
Okay, Eric in Missouri.
Okay, I was going to comment on this new film. Well, he's not new. Filmmaker Jay Welder, he was talking about the JFK assassination, and he believes it was staged because Kennedy knew that there was going to be a hit on him as their way of getting him out of there. So I don't know, might look for that documentary. I think his name is Jay Welder. On spacecraft and stuff like that, you might look up Zazan Soldatsky. He's got the Plagiarian Diaries. He writes as though he's met some aliens and that they teach each other things. So that's what you wanted, some casual reading. But seems like a lot of love in those aliens, the way he explains them.
Indeed, indeed. That's part of the what I would call the ultimate deep state, is what's underground at Area 51 is some other type of life form entities. And I don't think they're carbon-based things like we are exactly. There's something totally strange and different. And we're used like a giant slave colony, and our leaders are nothing but the, you know, the slave masters of the estate to keep us down and do things like that. The thought that always crossed my mind about the Kennedy assassination is there was something extremely peculiar about the headshot that may have revealed something that we're not supposed to know. So whether that was a film manipulation, or did they even have something in the limousine that wasn't even Kennedy? And that would have been clearly understood if we saw what was there. You know, we're dealing at very extreme levels of perception and understanding and dealing with things like this. And that's all we can know, is it's going to be concealed from us, hidden from us. There, as a great author, I don't have his name handy because I was going to post his book on the website, but he got into what he called human-alien hybrids, and I saw him on a show, Ancient Aliens, and I found a bunch of old ones from like the first couple of 3 years, and I just saw his name on there and watched a few of these episodes and was quite entranced with what they had to say. And I looked him up, and he wrote a book in 2015 about this material, that this is the case, that we have been infiltrated. This was the whole gist behind the abductions, was to learn how we behave so that when these things are put in society with us, they don't mess up. Like, you know, there are certain things we do, well, there's millions of things we do that we just take for granted that we're human, but you could go somewhere and do something completely strange in a social setting that would just, you know, totally reveal you to be something either very, very weird or of the like. So to learn all our social mores and be familiar with them was part and philosophy of this abduction issue. And very interesting material. Yes, we have another caller. Watchdog. Hello, Watchdog. Okay, we lost our watchdog. Nothing like a good watchdog in life all over, because that seems to be one beast that the good Lord has given us as a treasure, or dogs and horses, to keep us on the up and up. But another book I got through the event of the pandemic hoax was Alien Viruses, Crashed UFOs, MJ-12, and Biowarfare by Dr. Robert Wood and Nick Redfern. And I've seen Redfern on Ancient Aliens many times, but his allegation is that was the big secret at Roswell. What came out of there was alien viruses. And that's what a major killer was. And even military people in protective clothing were instantly infected with this stuff. And they had to be put in isolation. They died. And this is the allegation that all this mRNA technology is the secret of Roswell. And mastering it brings them into a better control power. So we can look at it more as a Trojan horse operation than any kind of accidental crash. That the technology that's in there is just absolutely overwhelming on many, many fields, including electronics, which is something we can use all the time. And the great advances in this technology are from that crash. So I found another book on Colonel Corso written by, he's the author of The Day After Roswell, written by a UFO magazine reporter on their private conversations. And there's some very interesting material in there about stargates and an extrapolation of how the pyramids were moved, that water is the big power with electromagnetic energy. And just fascinating material. And this is Power Hour, fascinating material. We hope you support Power Hour. Click the donate button. I'm George Freund from Canada. We're running out of time. Sorry about the speakerphone issue earlier. Until the next time.
Your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural. natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.